Hello, and welcome to the Healthy Balanced Birth and Beyond podcast. I'm Olivia, your host, and on this podcast, we will talk about everything related to the journey to conceive, pregnancy, labor, birth, postpartum, parenthood, and beyond. This is a safe space where birth professionals, birthing people, expectant parents, and partners can come on and share their knowledge or personal experiences with our listeners. The goal of this podcast is to create connections, share stories, information, and resources to educate and empower people in their own personal journey. Hello, listeners. Welcome back to this week's episode of the Healthy Balanced Birth and Beyond podcast. This week, I have a guest with me who I have been considering having on the podcast for a while. And because of mom life, we have struggled a bit to find the time, but here we are. We have made it happen. So I have Tierney here with us. And Tierney and I connected on Instagram. Gosh, I don't even know how long ago it was. I want to say it was like before we even had our babies. Yes. I'm pretty sure it was. So it's been like almost 2 years now. And we are just very like-minded. And Tierney was talking a lot about all of the holistic aspects of your health and paying attention to your gut. And I just felt so drawn to her and wanted to learn more. And she shares so much incredible information on her Instagram account. So Tierney, welcome to the podcast. Thank you so much for joining us. Would you mind sharing a bit about you?
Thank you so much. I'm excited to be here. And it's funny, when you were talking about how we connected, I'm like, man, it's been a really long time. We were following some mutual people and we just got connected. We ended up having our babies just a couple of weeks between each other, which is just so funny. So your daughter is, I think, like 2.5 weeks older than mine. It just was like perfect timing that we connected and are continuing to stay connected and chatting all about mom life and all of that. So yep, that's me. I am a holistic health coach. So I went to the Institute of Integrative Nutrition. It's a school out of New York. I did it all online and I just became so obsessed with holistic health and natural remedies and really just getting to the root cause of what was going on. And I feel like with a lot of people's journeys, it really does start with your own. It starts with things that are going on in your life and trying to solve a problem for yourself. So like you mentioned, I'm obsessed with gut health, and that's what I talk about primarily on my account. I suffered with gut health issues for my entire life. Like I have so many vivid memories of being like 4 years old and out to breakfast and like these debilitating stomach pains. Like I was so young and I have all of these just not awful, but just kind of traumatic in a sense, memories of just being so, so sick. So that's where my passion just came from, wanting to find natural remedies for myself and for people around me, the people that I cared about, my friends and my loved ones. And now clients that I work with, like, how can we get to the bottom of what's causing these issues for you? So it really came from that. And here I am so many years later and just obsessed with the gut health and helping people find ways to feel better in their bodies.
Yes. Oh my goodness. I love that so much. And I can relate too, because I also took the course through integrative nutrition and I did it all online, like you said. And I remember when I was like, my goal was to take this so I could help myself, but then also in turn also help other people. And it's interesting because, like you said, everyone has a different story. Everyone has a different reason behind their passion, behind what their drive is, behind what their career is. And I think holistic health is something that is literally, it's the basis of our lives. And if you have something that is impacting you as young as you were just shared with us, it sticks with you. And trying to figure out what's going on, what's causing it, and how we can help that is so important. It's so, so deeply important. So I admire you for the work that you do and am thankful for the work that you do, and know that there are many of other people who follow along on your journey who have learned a lot from you as well.
Thank you. I mean, it's wild how many people, it's like, it's an onion. It's really just peeling back those layers. And people come to me and they're like, I've been working with a doctor for X amount of months or X amount of years, and I'm on all of these medications, or I'm trying not to take medications, but I don't know what's wrong with me. And it's like, if you really just take a step back and you start to peel off those layers, like we're so out of touch with our bodies, it's wild. So really, that's where holistic health is just, it's such an umbrella and it covers so many things. But if people just really tune in with themselves and start to peel back those layers, you can get to that root thing. And it can be as young as childhood. It could be as soon as birth. I mean, there's just so many things that play into our health, and a lot of us are out of touch with it. So you just gotta get peel off those layers and get back in touch.
Oh my goodness, yes. I love that analogy or metaphor, because it's literally, that's what it is. I mean, there are so many layers that come along with things, and there are so many different reasons why something could be happening within your body. And if you're not paying attention to the signs that your body's giving you, that it's throwing at you, like, hey, this doesn't feel right, this doesn't feel right, or you go and see a doctor and the doctor says, well, all your blood work's fine, or all this is fine, or all that is fine, so I'm not sure why this is showing up, or they throw something at you that is not actually going to help you in the long run, it's just a band-aid to what your issue is, then of course you're going to feel incredibly frustrated, and of course you're going to feel defeated, of course you're going to feel confused because you don't understand why this is happening within your body. So like you said, slowing down, tuning into your body, paying attention to the signs that it's giving you so you can figure out where this illness is coming from is like the basis. It's like our the foundation that our society has moved so far away from. So it's really difficult to A, I mean, I think find like-minded people, and that's why I was so thankful to connect with you on Instagram, because we need more people to have this mindset. We need to help more people get back in tune to like their roots, like finding the root cause of what their issues are.
Yeah, 100%. I couldn't agree more. And there's a time and a place for medicine and for the Western world of medicine. I mean, we need it, and there's been so many great advances in life-saving technology, but it's also just so overused, and those
Yes.
band-aids, they gotta go.
They do. Oh my goodness. I'm glad that you said that too, because I am not against Western medicine. I'm not against that at all. Like you said, it's overused, and we need to figure out a way to intertwine it and make sure that we are using it properly, but then also still paying attention to what our body can do on its own and figuring out how our body can heal naturally versus when we actually do need that medicine.
Absolutely. There's a time and a place for everything.
Absolutely. So I would love to hear a bit more about like your own journey and then how you moved into gut health and how you help other people. I know you've shared a bit about it briefly, but I'd love to dive in a little bit more.
Yeah, so again, gut health has just been at the forefront of my life. Pretty much my entire life, I have these memories of just being a young kid. I dealt with, the diarrhea, the constipation, stomach pains. It followed me all the way into adolescent. I mean, I remember hanging out with friends and we'd go out to eat, and I'd be like calling my mom in my friend's bathroom, and I'm like, you need to come pick me up right now. I have the worst stomach ache. I can't stop going to the bathroom. Like, it was just so embarrassing for a young kid. So I got kind of good at just figuring it out on my own. I would carry around Imodium to like stop me from having to go to the bathroom. Like, as a young kid, like Imodium, Gas-X, Tums. I was always going to the school nurse for whatever she could give me for that day for what was going on. So like, I was just throwing whatever I could to like die down the fire for that particular day. And it wasn't until my early 20s when I started to hear about IIN, and I just started to pay attention to the fact that, one, I was getting older and these issues weren't going away. And, what could be going on in my body? Another big piece of my story is that I took doxycycline for 10 or 11 years daily, because I also had really bad skin issues, acne, which is a direct correlation to your gut and poor gut health. So I started seeing a dermatologist when I was, I don't know, probably like 10, 11, 12 years old, really young. And she put me on doxycycline. And again, I was taking it daily for 10 to 11 years and it destroyed my gut. It's an antibiotic. At one point, she wanted me to take it twice a day and they were 100 milligram pills.
Oh my goodness.
Every single day, right? It's mind blowing. So I just had all of these issues. I mean, gut health was, again, just something that started pretty much from my childhood, but it got even worse because of taking that medication daily. So I just had the world's leakiest gut, if you would. So again, I'm now in my early 20s. I started IIN. I went through the whole program. I'm really trying to get to, like, you know, what is going on, taking off these band-aids and getting to the bottom of it. My now husband, but my boyfriend at the time, we were living together and we did the whole 30. And I was like, oh my gosh, I'm going to be so healthy. We're doing the whole 30. We're cutting out all this stuff. And I felt worse. I felt so sick and I'm eating all these natural things, whole foods, you know, really just paying attention to what I'm eating. And I felt worse. I'm like, all right, I've got to get to the bottom of this. So I reached out to a functional medicine doctor because I just had no success with Western medicine. I mean, I've seen gastroenterologists, I've done CAT scans, all these different things. And it was like, here, take this medication for this. Here, take this medication for this. One for constipation, one for diarrhea, one for this, one for when you were nausea. And it's like, you're not telling me what's the matter. So I reached out to a functional medicine doctor. We dove a little bit deeper. I did some blood work. I found some food intolerances. Dairy, big surprise there with gut health. I mean, we all know that now. It's 2021. We know that dairy is not good for us and we should not be consuming it in high amounts.
Right.
Just common knowledge at this point. But so I figured out that I had an intolerance to dairy. I was intolerant to eggs. And then I just had such a leaky gut that the food allergy test showed so many other foods were triggering my digestive issues, because again, the gut was just so leaky that when foods leak out into your bloodstream, your body's attacking them, your immune system's attacking them,
right?
And it's just fighting it off. So it was a mess. But thankfully, like I said, I reached out to a functional medicine doctor. I got people on my side to help me. And I just continued my journey healing from there. And it was again, peeling back those layers. So we figured out some food intolerances. We figured out, you know, I had low stomach acid. So it was just like step by step from like the very nitty gritty of where I'm starting right now and where I want to end up. So just taking it step by step, bringing in some healing protocols, you know, starting like bone broth and collagen and probiotics and all these different mechanisms to get my health to the point that I wanted it to be with my gut. And I'm telling you, it changed my life, because I lived in so much fear of the bathroom, like where the closest bathroom was. If we were going out to eat, like what type of flare was I going to be in?
Yeah.
You know, it was brutal to live my life like that. And I just couldn't do it anymore. So it feels so good to have taken off all of those band-aids and really gotten to the root cause of my gut health issues. And it's never going to be perfect. I still have flare-ups here and there. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm human. The world is not a like homeostasis place to be in at all times. So right. Things happen, the environment happens, stress happens, but I keep moving forward. And that's why I'm just so passionate, because I know what it's like to live your life revolving around the bathroom.
Yeah.
You know, having to keep so many modalities in your purse with you at all times. So it's hard and it's isolating to feel that way. And I want to help people, especially women, just like I say, get out from the bathroom and get back to living your life again.
Yeah. And you know, while I was sitting here listening to you talk, I remember I used to have stomach issues when I was younger, like to the point where like I like literally remember whenever my stomach would hurt, I would just like lay on my stomach on the couch until it felt better. Like that just came back to me. I totally forgot that I used to do that. But I can relate on certain things. Like I was also like, I would take Tums like crazy. It was something that I had with me at all times. And back then it was just like, or even like during college, I would always have Tums, or I would, it was either Tums or like Advil or something. So it was like stomach issues or like headache issues. And like you said, it was just like, it was no way to live. And you go from seeing doctor to doctor and doctor, and they're not giving you any valuable information that's helping you figure out what's going on. So then you take it into your own hands and you decide to take things on by yourself or with a functional medicine doctor. And then you can finally figure it out. And then once you do that and you start making these small changes in your life, you can really, really heal your body. And it's completely different. And you're sitting there like, why have I not been doing this for however many years? Like, it's crazy. And so I think that the work that you're doing is so important, because people need to know that it is possible to heal. They need to know that a lot of the time you don't need all of these medications that they're trying to throw at you. And some of those medications are going to have side effects that are not going to help you at all. It's just going to make it more miserable to deal with. And like you said, for example, you go and do the whole 30 and you think it's going to be something that's so good for your body, and you do it and you feel like absolute garbage, even worse than before. So this is where coming back to, again, like you said, peeling off of the layers, and also the importance of individualized care when it comes to your health and your nutrition. Every single person is different. And leaky gut is something that people are still learning about and still understanding, and everyone has a varying degree of it. So it's important to talk about the fact that you were on doxycycline, and that's an antibiotic, and how that destroys your gut. And it's important to talk about that and the overuse of antibiotics, specifically for our babies, which we will get into a little bit later. But it's just, it is wild how disconnected our society is from being in tune with our bodies. So I'm super thankful for this conversation and all of the bits and pieces you're bringing to it, because we need more awareness for it.
Yeah. I mean, people really just need to, like you said, treat themselves, and we are individuals. And like from IIN, bioindividuality, mm-hmm. what works for me isn't going to work for you, yep. and vice versa. And I see so many people that come in that just say, you know, I did the whole 30, I've been doing keto, I've been cutting this out. And I'm like, but why?
Right.
Oh, because I saw it online.
Right.
But does that make you feel better? What works for you? So all of these things that we're shown online and that we see other people doing, it's not out of any negative light, you know, like we're not seeing these in a negative light. It's such a positive thing that people are seeing different ways and, you know, the healthy recipes and diets that are shown. But again, you really just got to tune back into yourself and like what works for you, what feels good for you. Don't do it just because somebody else did it.
Yes.
Plain and simple.
Goodness. Preach, sister. I'm just sitting here nodding my head because it's so true. We also are just so, we get so caught up in the comparison game when it comes to health and the food that you're eating or the exercises that you're doing. And like you said, it is so important to remember that what works for somebody else may not work for you at all. May make you feel like garbage. It's hard because you're like, oh, well, why, if it's working for them, why isn't it working for me? But there's no one size fits all. It's just, it doesn't happen. It doesn't happen in any aspect of life. And I think it's super important that we open up that piece of the conversation to talk about that and remind people that there's literally nobody like you. You're an individual person. You're very unique in every part of your life. And so your health is the most important, and it's something that we really need to address if there are things that are going on that are making you feel unwell.
Mm-hmm. That is for sure. And my medicine could be your poison.
Right.
We're all individual.
Right. Just like even what you were saying before, you were unaware that you had food intolerances. I deep down wonder how many people have food intolerances who just go about their daily lives and do not realize how much these food intolerances are impacting them. Or they think that there's no way that they could be connected. When right. in reality, it could be the biggest hurdle that you're facing. Could be something that is making you feel absolutely horrible. And a traditional Western doctor is not going to say, hey, yes, here's the connection between this and that. Like when your doctor prescribed you doxycycline was having you potentially take it twice a day. they did not talk about the fact that that could be completely destroying your gut and making this issue a million times worse. So
totally.
Having conversations like this is so important, especially when we are talking about raising our babies and taking care of our babies.
Amen, sis.
So I would love to hop into a conversation about mom life and how you've managed all of your holistic health stuff as a mom, and then how, if you've had any things that have come up with your daughter, just essentially ways that you have implemented holistic health, natural remedies into your life and then also your daughter's.
Yeah, so I'm still figuring it out as I go, as we all are. And I'm doing my best, again, as we all are. When I had my daughter, I was actually on antibiotics. Wouldn't you know, came back again.
Oh, really?
Because, okay. Yeah, I tested positive for the group B strep. Okay. So it was necessary. My water was also ruptured for 48 hours before she decided to make her way. So again, Western medicine, call it what you want, throw shade at it, but it also could have potentially saved both of our lives if something had come down to it during the delivery, had my water, because my water had been ruptured for so long. So right off the bat, I was just thrown right into this gut health thing again. So I had all of my probiotics right there waiting for me. So I was taking them, I was breastfeeding her, so she was getting all of that goodness from me and from the probiotics that I was taking. And I started a probiotic for her right away. And I have friends who have babies now and they're having gut health issues or gas and eczema or just like these common things that you see in babies. And I'm like, well, have you asked your pediatrician or somebody or lactation consultant about a probiotic? And they're like, but she's an infant. And right, you don't necessarily need to start supplements or something right away. And it's all individual again. But my daughter was on antibiotics as well when she went into the NICU because of the risk of sepsis, because of the group B strep that I had. So I just knew that, you know what, I'm going with my gut. I'm listening to what I feel is best and my motherly instincts. And I started her on a probiotic as well. Mm-hmm. Very small dose. It was a powdered probiotic. You could just put it right onto your breast or onto your finger and just give her a little bit of dose. It wasn't like I was giving her a full strength adult strain of probiotic, but I really got thrust right into this non-toxic mom life for me and for her right from the get-go, because we both had that unfortunate but also potentially life-saving situation in the hospital of us being on antibiotics. So we jumped right into the world of probiotics to get both of our gut healths back up.
Yeah. And I don't think, I was just going to say, I don't think a lot of people realize how much antibiotics impact your gut, because it's not something that's just talked about between doctors and patients very often. I didn't know that until, like, we're talking about my mid-20s. I had no idea.
Right. And I mean, you think of this little, I mean, she really wasn't that little, but, you know, a tiny little baby whose digestive system isn't even fully formed yet. Mm-hmm. And she was on antibiotics and it broke my heart. But again, it could have been potentially life-saving for her. We don't know what the consequences would have been had we not had access to that at the time. But we moved forward. You can't beat yourself up about it. But I dove into what I knew was best. I got her on a probiotic because, again, I went with my gut and what my motherly instincts were telling me. I needed to get her gut health back up. Mm-hmm. I made sure, you know, I was already living this life before at home. We don't use any toxic chemicals. I was making sure that people came over, they didn't have fragrance on. Don't come into my house and hold my baby if you just sprayed yourself with perfume 2 hours ago.
I love that.
Don't come into my house. You know, I had to ask family members to not wear scented body spray, even if it's the Bath and Body Works, not like top dollar fragrance. Like, just don't come into my house if you have fragrances on, because it's an endocrine disruptor and I don't want that on my child. So just being aware of things like that. Again, we're not using any chemicals in our home. I don't even own bleach. I can't even know, I can't even tell you last time I used it. Mm-hmm. Probably when I was living at home when I was younger. Mm-hmm. I've never in my adult life that I lived on my own had bleach. Yes. There's no reason for it.
let's have that conversation a little bit later.
You know, like white vinegar, all that stuff. So again, just really removing any irritants that were coming into my home. Don't come in with your fragrances on. Don't be using your, I had my doTERRA hand sanitizer right on the counter. Mm-hmm. Here, you want hand sanitizer? You, what's what I've got. I don't want you coming in the house with the Purell. So just being really mindful. Again, I can't say that to everybody. You know, if there was a coworker that was coming over or somebody else that I'm not as close with, but my family members and the people that were coming over all the time to see us, like, don't do this, don't do this. I don't appreciate you bringing this into my home.
Yeah.
And you just have to stand strong in your ground. You know, if you want things to go a certain way for yourself and for your child, speak up. Yes. That's all you gotta do.
Yes. Oh my gosh, preach. Seriously. And it's, I feel like it's, it can be difficult territory setting those boundaries and making sure that people understand them, because some people just do not understand the reasoning behind why we're making these decisions for ourselves and for our babies. And it can be really difficult because, not to sound like we are these like special people, but we are oftentimes, when it comes to holistic health, are like the black sheep of the family. Like, people don't understand why we feel this way. They don't understand why we're making these decisions. When in reality, if you slow down and look at it, we're making these decisions because we've done all of this research. We have all of this personal experience, and we want to ensure that our children are growing up in a non-toxic environment because it impacts every part of their health. So it's awesome to hear you say that you put these boundaries in place with your family and friends who are coming over, because you are doing an incredible job being a mom to your sweet girl and for yourself, because it matters. And also too, I think it opens up an opportunity to have conversations about things that people don't know about, and maybe they will want to learn more about them.
Totally. And I am that black sheep, crazy person of my family, not so much more like with my immediate family anymore, because, you know, if you're the accumulation of the five people that you hang out the most with, you know, like my mom that I see all the time, my sister, like, I'm sharing all of these things and it eventually stuck, you know? Yeah. So like, they've changed things about their life too. But, and this conversation too isn't to throw any shame or to make somebody feel bad, but when you start to do the research and you figure out these things and you hear people saying them, like, make those changes. And again, being a new mom or a seasoned mom, wherever you are, like in your mom journey, if something doesn't sit well with you, speak up. It doesn't matter who's going to say something to you. Just, you got to do what feels best for you. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be completely different for everybody else. Yes. And, you know, you just got to learn to be okay with rubbing people the wrong way. Mm-hmm. You just got to stick to your guns and what feels best for you and for your child.
Yep. That's like what I say to you, like, or not to you, excuse me, when I say on social media, like my hashtag, be loud about what matters, because these things are so, so important, and they impact our health and they impact our lives. And sharing them with people so they understand can not only benefit you and the people like directly surrounding you, but it can also have like a domino effect, and they can start doing their own research, and maybe they share it with somebody, and maybe they plant seeds and open up conversations that they didn't have prior. Because like you said, once you start doing your own research and you understand all of these things, you can't not know it, and you can't not talk about it, because these things impact our lives on so many different levels. Like you said, it is an onion, and we are just unwrapping, getting rid of all the layers. So it's important. It's super, super important. So thank you for all your work and what you do, and for reminding listeners on this episode to always follow your mom instincts, to always follow that mama intuition, because it's there for a reason.
It's definitely there for a reason. And you know what? You learn as you go. Yes. You do what you can in the moment and what's the best in the moment. And maybe tomorrow's different. You know, there's always room for improvement. There's always room for changes. So you just do the best that you can and what works for you and your baby.
Yes. Preach. Amen. So moving into a conversation about non-toxic living and how we keep that going in our home, I'd love to hear a bit about what you utilize for yourself, for your family, and for your daughter, Callie.
Yeah, so I mentioned it briefly, the doTERRA hand sanitizer. I love using essential oils. I love just using things that come natural from nature, and I'm a big proponent for doTERRA and the work that they've done to vet their products. We use oils up and down. My husband uses them. He loves them. We use them on the dog. We use them for cleaning. And yeah, we don't have bleach in the house. I'm using things like baking soda, vinegar, water, just all of these natural products. But the essential oils are so powerful, so powerful. I mean, I'm using them in roller bottles for her. I'm using them in our diffusers every night, using them to diffuse in the house. I mean, there's just so many healing modalities and so many ways you can utilize these tools that it makes so much sense, and it aligns so well with what I believe. And just that non-toxic life and lifestyle is just something that I believe in, and it doesn't have to be complicated. Again, like just dumbing it down to some hot water, some baking soda, and some vinegar. Like you can do so much and throw in a couple of essential oils, and you got yourself a clean house.
Yes. And I think it's important, like what you mentioned about bleach and not owning bleach and not needing bleach to clean everything. And I don't own bleach. I don't know the last time I used bleach. And I think I started trying to think of when I first started really ditching a lot of the more toxic stuff that I was using in the house. And I want to say it was probably like 5, 6 years ago. And that's when I started using essential oils also. And I started making my own cleaning stuff. But I think one of the things that I want to touch on that you have also touched on a few times is fragrance and how fragrance is used, whether it's in cleaning supplies or in air fresheners or in the products that you're using, like all of your hygienic products. People don't realize that fragrance is a hormone disruptor. They don't realize all of the things that can happen if you are using fragrance. And also, too, I just thought of this. On Instagram, there is a woman that I follow who she has one account that had talked about just everything in her life and mom life and the products that she used. But then she started another account because there was a time where she got really, really sick because of the products that she was using in her home. So now she started a different Instagram account specifically focusing on using non-toxic products to make sure that you are not sick. And she actually shared a reel the other day where she took a perfume that she had, just like a standard traditional perfume, and she sprayed it on a plant outside. And then she took a perfume that she made with essential oils and sprayed it on a plant outside. So she did a comparison of the two. The one that she had sprayed the perfume on died completely, was brown. I think maybe 2 to 4 hours later. The one that she used the essential oils on was thriving. And that is the biggest visual that I think everybody needs, because people just think, oh, I'll just spray this perfume on because it smells nice. You don't know where that fragrance comes from. You have no idea what that's going to do to your body. And it's not even something that people think about, because these companies that make these perfumes don't share it with people. They don't say, hey, this could cause this. Hey, this could cause that. They just say, this smells good, wear it. And that irks me to my core, because there should literally be a disclaimer or a warning label on every single thing that has fragrance in it.
100%, there should be a warning label. And I love that. I love that reel that you were just talking about, because
I'll share
the
it.
other,
I'll share it in the
okay,
show notes,
perfect.
because I saw it and I was like, oh my God.
Mind blowing, but it's not mind blowing to us in a sense. But the other thing that people don't realize is that your skin is the largest organ of your body. So it's like, right, that smells great. And you're like, oh, I'm just spraying it on myself, or I'm using air fresheners in the home. It's not going in my body. I'm not ingesting it. And I'm like, what are you talking about? If it's in your home and you smell it, you're ingesting it. If you're putting it onto your skin, you're ingesting it. Mm-hmm. Your body is literally, pores are opening up and ingesting it. Mm-hmm. It's getting into your bloodstream. And I'm like, people, you need to wake up. How do you not realize that these things are getting into your body? And we're just so brainwashed, and things are getting so much better. Again, we're in 2021, things are getting so much better and improving, and all of this information is getting out there into mainstream, but it's still not enough because there are still so many people who use these products.
Yep.
I can't even use fragrance. I got a sample actually from a friend I went to high school with who uses a big MLM company for hair care. Mm-hmm. And one of the ingredients is fragrance. And she's like, oh, it's all natural, all natural. I'm not kidding you. I didn't even open the package yet, but one of the shampoo's samples had spilt. And my husband and I were like, what? He was like, if you put that onto your body, you cannot live here anymore. It was that, I kid you not, it was that bad. I have such a sensitivity to fragrance. Everybody in my house does. My dog does. Like, if something smells too much, she's like sniffing. And like, if somebody comes in with fragrance and holds the baby, I mean, she's not a baby anymore, but holds her, like, her skin's going to get all red.
I know.
And it's like, how do people not realize that these things are happening? Why do you think that we have quote unquote sensitive skin?
Right.
It's because these things are chemicals and they're toxic to mm-hmm. our body. So it's not sensitive skin. I'm just having a reaction to something that is toxic to my body.
Right. Right. And that was something else that I was going to say too. When I made the switch, once you make the switch to using non-toxic products, specifically once you get rid of anything with fragrance, you are so hypersensitive to fragrance. And I have been like that for years now. And I was even more sensitive to it when I was pregnant. I literally could not be around. I have a hard time with being around fragrance in general. And when I was pregnant, it was just a whole nother level of being like, that is toxic. I don't want it around me because it impacts you so much. And then you're pregnant and you're like, I don't want it impacting my baby. And that's the other thing too, especially for the trying to conceive community. There is such a lack of discussion about how fragrance impacts your fertility, both male and female. And one thing that I don't think that they mention to people who are trying to conceive is that the people who work in the labs on IVF, they are not allowed to wear fragrance. They are not allowed to come into work with any sort of scent on them. And so this is where I feel like it's even more important to share these things, because like you said, we were talking about how gut health impacts our babies right after they're born. It impacts us. These are things that literally impact every part of our life. And if we're not paying attention to them, it's going to just continue to be a layer on top of a layer on top of a layer of issues, instead of doing the opposite, where we are paying attention to what it's doing to our body and we're actually healing that.
Right, totally. And if you're continuing to use fragrance and all of these artificial scents in your life, you're just adding another layer onto that onion. We're just going to keep this analogy going all episode long. You're just going to keep adding on a layer. I mean, you don't feel good. You have headaches. You have skin issues. Do you use fragrances? Do you use harmful chemical laden filled products in your home and on your body? Because if you do, there's one layer that you can peel off right there by ditching them.
I know. And many people don't realize that, or they think it's just like woo-woo or out there. And I'm like, how? What about me saying that fragrance is negatively impacting your skin, your health? Why does that seem so out there? And people are like, oh, well, these companies, they sell these things, they must be safe. And then you look
must be.
Right. And then you look at the ingredients and you're like, no, those are natural. I mean, those are not natural. Those are hormone disruptors. These are known to cause cancer. So it's like, we all need to have a great awakening on the toxicity in our world and actually stop using these toxic things and essentially put the companies out of business, because they're not good people if you're putting profit over people. It's just
right. And they're not playing fair. And if
no,
and if you really have an issue with getting rid of these chemicals. Like if you're like, oh, they're safe, they're this, they're that, this big company puts it out. Dig a little bit deeper and really look at who's funding that company.
Yes.
You know, there is a big person behind all of that that is just, they're not good. Leave it at that.
And honestly, even us just sitting here and saying that, I mean, I know the people listening to this podcast are not going to think it's out there to actually do your research about these things, but some people will be like, well, why are you digging so deep? And you're like, well, because these things are making people sick and you think it's totally fine and it's not. And a lot of these companies, they'll get bought out by an even bigger company that doesn't really care about ingredients, that doesn't care about the quality of the product. And so, again, it's just like we could snowball with this because people don't realize all of the different pieces that go into making products and companies that care more about making money than they do about the health of the people using them.
Yeah, for sure. And if you just genuinely care about your well-being and your health, I mean, it doesn't hurt to take a little bit of a deep dive at what's in your home, what are you putting onto your skin and putting into your body daily to see where you can make some improvements.
Absolutely. Yeah, so I loved hearing that you use essential oils in your home, that you apply them topically, that you diffuse them, and you actually got me into using more of the roller bottles. I had used essential oils, mostly just diffusing them, and then a few of them I had used topically, like peppermint, I had used for headaches and that sort of thing. But now I'm really starting to use the roller bottles more and also utilizing them with Lula and letting her use the roller bottles and put them on her feet or her spine. And these little changes are something that our children are going to grow up with. And I love that so much because I'm thinking back to what we talked about in the beginning of the episode where we were struggling with these issues and we didn't know why and we didn't know what was going on. And so using essential oils is a great way to show them, hey, here's a natural remedy that you can try. And essential oils have been around forever. And a lot of people will be like, oh, it's an MLM or it's not really, doesn't really help you. And it drives me crazy because it's like, yes, it may be an MLM, but this company has looked at what's important to your health and has made sure that they can provide you with a product that will benefit you. And there are so many different uses for essential oils and so many different ways to use them. So I would love to hear what some of your favorites are, what you guys use the most often.
We use a lot of them. I mean, even just tonight when I was putting her to bed, again, the gut health, it's everywhere in my life. If her bowel movements are different for the day, like I know what her bowel movements should be like. She's very regular. And tonight she seemed to be a little bit off, you know? So I was like, you know what? I'm grabbing my Tamer roller bottle, which is one of the blends for digestive blends for the kids. And
yes.
I rubbed it on her feet before bed, you know, because again, I know what's going on. Something's triggering in her stomach today. So I'm like, here, I can't give you any medicine. I'm not going to give you any medicine. So here's our natural remedy for this. I'm going to roll this on and you're going to wake up feeling better tomorrow. So I love those roller bottles because she loves to take the cap off. She loves using them herself. She loves being crazy with them, which isn't always the best. But again, like you said, just having these natural modalities that we can use with the girls so that they're not seeing us reaching for medicine all the time for something that they have going on. So I love the roller bottles. Calmer is another roller bottle that we use a lot, which just has a blend of restful oils. We use that before bed. I'm diffusing lavender and vetiver pretty much every single night in her room. And like you were saying, essential oils have been around for so many years because they come from nature. They're plants. They come from plant compounds. Vetiver, actually, in one of the books that I have that talks about essential oils, I don't know where it originated, probably somewhere like, you know, Middle Eastern country. And it actually says that vetiver is the oil of tranquility. So right after we had her, we were trying to figure out good oils to diffuse in her room. Because she was so little too that I didn't want to be using all of the blends in case she had some sort of reaction to an oil, which is very, very uncommon. But you always just want to be careful with a little one or with dogs and pets in your home what you're diffusing. So if you can dumb it down to an oil or two and know what you're exactly using, it's easier to look out for any sort of a reaction. Nobody in my home, pets included, have ever had a reaction to oils, but we found vetiver when I was looking through the book, and I'm like, oil of tranquility. Yep, she needs that. And like, it just like described it as being like this kind of like tranquilizer for your mind. So that's one of the biggest ones that we use is vetiver and lavender as a combo for a nighttime diffuser.
I'll have to
Where
try
you
that
use,
one.
yeah, it's really good. And vetiver is like thick. It's like this thick resin that comes from the plant, so it's really interesting to use. It's very woodsy and calming. But there really is an oil for just about anything, and it's cliche, and I'm sure people have heard like there's an oil for that, but there really is an oil for that. Just like there's a medicine if you want to look at it that way. Like there is a natural solution for whatever you've got going on. And I challenge you to try me. Like if you have something that's going on, I have something that you can give a try, you know? And people who are already on like a slew of medication, it takes them a little bit longer for their body to feel that solution because their body's already kind of clouded and their pain points, their receptors are already clogged up with all of this medication. So it's hard when you've got people who, you know, are dipping their toes into this and they're like, oh, well, that didn't work for me. I didn't feel that. I don't know what you're talking about. You're crazy. It's like you just got to give it a little bit of time to really feel the effects. But essential oils are just so powerful. And I love being able to use them on my daughter. We use them on our dog. Like, I don't want to be reaching for medicine all the time. And you really just, you kind of like brought a little tear to my eye when you were talking about having these modalities for them instead of dealing what we went through, what I went through, like having these medicines all the time. I don't want that. I keep essential oils in my purse. I don't keep medicine in my purse. I want to be reaching for something that's natural and wasn't made by the pharmaceutical company.
Absolutely. And I love that you share that too, because in a way, I think people need to remember that before pharmaceutical companies existed, people used plants as medicine. People used food as medicine. And in our society, we're so far removed from that right now, and people just think, no, I have to take a medicine because that's the only way it will feel better. And I think that's why a lot of people are hesitant to try it or hesitant to when they hear us say that we use oils and that's just what works for us. But then once they try it and they slow down and they kind of detox their body from toxins or pharmaceuticals, and then they realize that their body is capable of healing, and sometimes we just need to use some plant-based medicine that it really is incredible what our bodies are capable of. And one thing that you sent me, I want to say a few months ago now, was the use of essential oils within hospital settings. And so some people who are just all strictly for pharmaceuticals and don't believe in using essential oils or natural remedies because they think they don't work. Well, essential oils are being used in hospitals and they're being used for a reason. And I was excited that you sent me that study because I had also seen or saved it somewhere that they were using lavender in a hospital setting for, I want to say it was for military men who had suffered from PTSD. They were using lavender to help calm them down after traumatic injuries, or just diffusing it within the space that they were all in. So there are so many different ways that you can use oils, and I love, love, love that you use them for yourself, for your family, that you carry them with you. And I think it's important that people know that these are options to try.
Right, and it's getting back to your roots. They come from nature. So getting back in touch with just these natural ways, and they have been around longer than a lot of these medications. So just you got to peel it all back and just really get in touch with what's going on with you and connect with this planet that we live on. And you know, that might sound woo-woo to you, but we're here for a reason. We are on this earth, you know, like whatever you believe in for creation, like it all came about, and however it came about in your mind. So why not just get back in touch with that, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I think for me, I've definitely felt times where you feel like the odd one out for trying to talk about holistic things and natural remedies, and people look at you like you're crazy, and you're like, why is it so crazy to want to be in touch with my body? Why is it so crazy to want to be in touch with what's natural and the earth, like you just talked about? Why is it so crazy to not want to use non-toxic things that can negatively impact my health or our children's health? It's just, we need to shift our perspective. We need to help people shift their perspective. And I think it starts with coming on and talking about these things, whether it's on social media or podcasts or just having conversations with people. We need to open up these conversations so people know.
Right. And why wouldn't you want to be using something in your home, in your body, with your children, with your pets, that has the least amount of side effects possible for
Yes.
yourself, for your health, for the planet? You know, like everything has a consequence. So why not do the things that have the least amount of consequences, you
Right.
know?
Right. Preach it, sister. This is why you and I are aligned, and this is why we're friends. But this has been such an awesome conversation, and I'm so excited to share it with listeners. But I just wanted to see if there were any final words or pieces of advice that you wanted to leave listeners with today.
I mean, I've been beating this kind of like a dead horse the whole episode, but tune in with your body. Just get realigned with what's going on. And it's hard, and nobody's perfect. I still have my moments of stress and anxiety. My husband's like, just take a deep breath, you know, just go meditate, go sit. I'm like, I can't stop moving. And that is such a society that we live in. And everything looks different for every single person. We're individuals, but just try to find time to tune in with your body. If it's something that has to do related with gut health and you're not feeling well, why aren't you feeling well? Did you maybe eat something? Did you not have a good night's sleep? Have you been stressed out? Are you exercising so much? There's so many of these layers. What is going on, and what is one thing that you could pinpoint for maybe that reasoning? Just really trying to find that root cause to whatever it is that's going on for you in the moment. Getting in touch with yourself and just trying to go back to the simple foundation of that root cause.
I love
And
that.
you'll just find so much power and healing in just trying to take that power back for yourself and really feeling your body and your emotions and the things that are going on, and get your health back. It's so powerful.
Yeah. I was gonna say, even just listening to you talk and talk about that specifically, I feel like a lot of the time people don't feel empowered about their bodies. They feel like their bodies have failed them and they don't understand why. And then they go and they see doctors who are not providing them with any sort of help or who are just throwing more medications at them. And these medications come along with side effects that make them feel worse. And we as a society, I feel like what you just said, we need to tune back into our bodies, why they're feeling this way, and find ways to heal them naturally that are going to empower us to believe in our bodies and know what makes our body feel good or what makes our body feel bad. And then what ways can we utilize plant-based medicine? What ways can we use food as medicine? How can we heal our body without the use of pharmaceuticals? And I think that's one of the most important things in this world.
For sure. I mean, just getting right back in touch with nature and all the naturalness that you can in your life is, it's going to take you a lot further than all the chemicals and medications.
True that. So before we go, would you mind sharing where people could find you?
You know, I used to have a website way back when, and then COVID happened and life and motherhood and, you know, all the things just piled on. So right now you can find me over on Instagram at Nourish Sprout Thrive. It's where I hang out the most. That's how you can get in touch with me the easiest and start a conversation.
Yes, love that so much. And if you guys have not checked out Tierney's Instagram or do not follow her yet, please go follow her. I have learned so much about gut health and poop, and it is, these things are important. We do these things every day. Well, hopefully. but thank you, Tierney, so, so much for joining us and for all of, for sharing your own personal experience and your knowledge and your words and your time with us. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you so much, listeners, for joining us. We hope that you enjoyed this episode. As always, if you have any questions for myself or Tierney, please reach out to us. We are available to chat with, or if there are more questions or podcast episodes you'd like us to dive into together, please let us know. And if you feel like this episode aligned with you or helped you or would benefit somebody that you know, please share it. Please tag us, and we will be back next week. Talk to you soon.